Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hello and welcome to Better Living, a show about the people and organizations that make an impact in our area. I'm your host, Nick Carissimi. A returning group back on the show today is the Dallas Black Dance Theater. In studio, three representatives to talk about their new season and what this organization is all about. Up first is the newly minted artistic director, Melissa M. Young. How are you?
I am fantastic. It's so great to be here again.
It's great to have you back. Luckily, somebody from the organization got in contact with me and said that you guys wanted to come back. I could not wait for you to be here. So once again, great to see you. You're doing something new.
Something new, something major. I'm so thrilled. This is my 25th season with Dallas Black Dance Theater. And through my time here at the company, I started off as a dancer in the main company, moved up to rehearsal director, associate artistic director. For a couple of years, I was the academy director, interim artistic director, and now I cannot believe, I'm so proud to say that I represent Dallas Black Dance Theater as the artistic director.
Getting to this point, being here as long as you have been, was this something that you always dreamed about? Did you think this was possible? Was this the ultimate goal for you?
My ultimate goal in my life's journey was really only to, as I say in air quotes, really just to be a professional dancer. That was it. So as I continued to surpass my own expectations and really took things one step at a time, and to be sitting in this position now, it really is, talk about a dream come true.
Did you see this coming? Was it expected or out of the blue?
Personally, I've never expected one moment in my journey at all. I'm very patient within every process, and I just kind of ease my way and navigate through the ups and downs. And I'm the person who's like, well, let's just see what happens. I have a never give up spirit. And a lot of people, I think, expected it, but I don't put that pressure on myself. I just want to always just do great work.
That's very smart. It's a way to be a little bit less stressed, I think. Don't count your eggs type thing. Just if it happens, it happens.
Exactly.
Very smart. All right. Now, we talked about this on the elevator. I don't know a lot about dance. So why don't you help me to understand exactly what it is an artistic director does for a dance company?
Well, it's okay. A lot of people don't know about dance. Well, they think they don't anyway. But for an artistic director, it's my job to maintain the vision and the thoughts and ideas for the dance company, uphold the standards. And at Dallas Black Dance Theater, we do everything with high excellence. So being in this position, I do not take that lightly. I'm so excited to implement my dreams and following in the great footsteps of our founder, Ann Williams. Talk about a lady who had huge ambition, never gave up, and she just hung in there no matter what. So I'm going to, in a sense, ride on her coattails and take the idea and just be big and bold and take our dance company to places that we never expected and audiences never expected as well.
The theater started in 1976.
Yes.
And as you mentioned, the founder is Ann Williams. I think that for an organization that has been around for as long as it has been, it would be rare for a person in your position to have known the founder. Being able to see this organization from its inception, or being around the person that created this, to now being in charge of it, how does that influence the way that you want to govern this organization and where you want to take it artistically?
Well, the blessing of me being able to work alongside Mrs. Williams, I worked alongside her for over two decades. So to see the choices that she made and watch her figure out what worked best and, oh, well, next time let me try it this way. I feel like, not that she was a test run, but I feel like I'm just leading by great example. And so having her be present and available, I know I will succeed and just continue to just take, you know, those steps to move Dallas Black Dance Theater on a global scale. I want us to be, you know, immediately recognizable no matter where we go. So people like you who feel like they don't know about dance, they will see our logo, they will see an image and go, ah, that's Dallas Black Dance.
How long have you been in this position?
I have been in this position. What's today? I've been in the position for 3 weeks.
3 weeks. Do you already have a sense of where you want to take things? It seems like what you're talking about is taking this organization and making it larger, making it more recognizable. Do you feel like you already have an established path on where you want to take this? You're very new at this job, but you've been with this group for a really long time.
Very new, yes, but I have great ideas, and I feel like my dreams have been on the back burner, simmering and waiting, kind of like a kettle boiling.
All right.
Or getting ready to boil. So
it's your time to whistle.
It's my time to whistle.
I am speaking with Melissa M. Young. She's the artistic director for the Dallas Black Dance Theater. You can find them online at dbdt.com. All right, the 42nd season.
Yes,
correct? This year is the 42nd?
We are in it, and we are ready.
All right. Now, the Director's Choice Series is coming up on November 2nd. I think that's probably kind of what we're going to be focusing on today. What is going on with that?
Director's Choice Series, November 2nd through 4th at the Dean Charles Wiley Theater. It's a fantastic program. We have a brand new work. It's a world premiere called This Time, choreographed by Joy Bollinger, who's the newly appointed artistic director for Bruce Wood Dance, which is located right here in Dallas, Texas. Lily Weiss, who is the executive director for the Dallas Arts District. She, too, is a choreographer. Many people may not know that, but they will now. We are restaging one of her works that we previously performed called Thrown for a Loop. What else do we have? Elisa Monte of Elisa Monte Dance, based in New York City, a duet called Absolute Rule. It's probably one of the audience's favorite works. It's really taken modern dance in a new realm. And it's very thought-provoking. And we're going to finish out that evening's program with a new work to Dallas Black Dance Theater by Tommy Waheed Evans. It's called Bodies as Site of Faith and Protest. And that work is set to, there's some underlying speeches from Dr. Martin Luther King, and the music is fantastic. It's a full company work, and man, by the end, people are going to be blown away.
Is this an exciting time for the Dallas dance community in general? You're the new artistic director. You said that there was another person that just got into their position as well.
Yes. I think it's a cycle of change, new beginnings, fresh energy, fresh blood, to really just make our arts community just come together even more. And I think all of us directors and leaders in this arts community, we do have such a great interest to come together and support one another. So instead of just saying, oh, we collaborate, well, how can we really genuinely do that? And so at Dallas Black Dance Theater, I know we try to make every effort to make sure that happens. And so these collaborations, I don't like to what I call one-hit wonders. I mean, that's great, but we have to continue so that way we just help each other grow and uplift what we're doing.
The Dallas Black Dance Theater focuses on contemporary art. What is the process for you in trying to find out where you want to take the company and what works you do want to present? That alone has to be one of the most important decisions you're going to make as an artistic director.
Yeah, it's really a challenge. To come up with new ways that the audiences don't feel like, oh, we're getting the same thing. So the way you go about doing that is I have to look at what's happening in society, what's going on in our community, you know, the world stage at large. And then from our audience feedback, which our audience members always love to give good feedback, we like constructive criticism, and that's the only way we're going to get better. So we think about the style of movement and the different choreographers that really connect with the mission of Dallas Black Dance Theater, which is to create and produce contemporary modern dance at its highest level of excellence, artistic excellence. And it's really just kind of like matching puzzle pieces. Okay, this worked. Let's keep it. It's kind of growing the puzzle bigger and bigger. And because we're a repertory company, we are not really stuck, or we don't have to stay within one style. So we have the opportunity to really go out and find diverse works that will, number one, challenge the dancers, because we have phenomenal professional dancers in our company, and they want to grow as artists, and they want to keep pushing their own boundaries, which in turn really helps the company, and then it helps excite the audience. And you know, we look at our audience base not just as audience members or patrons. We'll look at them as family. We want our family members to grow and connect and continue to have something to talk about.
Does the company have a vein or a style, let's say, of dance that you guys like to focus on? Or is your strength in the diversity of the different types of dance and productions that you guys are willing to put forward?
Although we're a modern dance company, I love the fact that all of our dancers, we can do anything. So I say the magic of Dallas Black Dance Theater, the possibilities are infinite for that specific reason. Because we're a rep company, we never know what we're going to get, what choreographers kind of connect with us. And so it's like a bag of excitement. It's like, think about dance and the styles that Dallas Black Dance Theater does, like a toolbox. When you have a toolbox, you don't open it and just have a screwdriver. We've got the nuts, the bolts, you have hammer everything. So that's going to build something really great, and that's what we do.
For all these productions that you guys are working on now in your 42nd season, how long does it take to get something prepared for the stage? When does this process actually start? How long has this been going on?
Well, we use the time that's given. Sometimes we have several weeks, sometimes we do not. But in my unscientific research, I've kind of figured it out over time. It typically takes about 1 hour per minute of choreography. So if a dance is 20 minutes long, it's going to take us 20 hours to learn the movement vocabulary. That does not include rehearsing it, making it perfect, repeating it over and over, so that way it's better. So our performances upcoming here in November, we started on everything back in August. So a good, you know, 8 to 12 weeks would be ideal. But then, too, we're also at this very moment preparing for our performances in February.
It seems fast.
Fast. We're the...
It seems really fast.
Yes, we're the kings and queens of multitasking. And because Dallas Black Dance Theater... I can say we're always wanted for various things. So we just had to figure out how can we reach out to the community here in our city, our state, nationally and internationally. How can we do that and just get it all in?
Help me understand the dancer's brain. This is something I've always tried to figure out is, all right, I was and am a musician. You can get a brand new piece of music and sight read it. Now, it's not going to be perfect, but you can at least follow along and you have a guide.
Sure.
You do not have that when you're dancing. And any time that I've seen anyone dancing, or especially people learning how to dance, it seems like they pick it up really quick and they have a memory for what they're going to be doing. I don't understand that. That doesn't compute for me. When you have a bunch of very complicated moves, and you just, well, throw it all together, and then all of a sudden you have it. Do dancers have a specific type of memory or brain that makes them better than most, aside from being physically gifted?
Yes. Although I will say that most dancers, we really sometimes don't know how we do it either. But we are wired much differently than, I call it the non-dancer. Just, I call it a regular person. Yeah, but we're required to take on this information, make immediate changes. I mean, we could learn 2 minutes of choreography and the choreographer say, you know what, I don't want that, throw it out, learn this. And then we toss it out. And then the next day they might say, remember what I told you to toss out, bring it back. And we just wired that way. And it's just beyond, it's all about the training, you know, from an academic perspective.
So you are learning this as you go.
Yeah, it's like anything else. There's a vocabulary to it. So through our academic training in terms of dance training, there's a vocabulary that you build with the different dance styles. And because you're training, you know, 5-6 days a week, sometimes 7 days a week, aside from just learning choreography, you have no choice.
When you're learning choreography, is there like a cheat sheet or something that you can take home to study and learn? Seriously. Because, you know, a list of, at this point, you know, from step A to step B to step C, is there something like that? Or do you always have to learn from someone that already has it down?
That's a good question. So the way we document work, a number of ways, probably 99.9% of dancers have a journal. We call our dance journal. So we have each person has their own way to document, write down the steps. Some steps have a specific name, some don't. So you just make up a name to help you remember. Videotaping now is the primary way, because later on down the line it comes, well, he said, she said, and you can refer back to, oh, on Tuesday the count of this movement was on count three. It changed on Friday to count five, and you can see the difference. So
are you constantly paying attention to the way people move, like even on the street or when they're just walking around? I would think that the way a sculptor looks at the world would be different than a painter, certainly for a dancer. Is your mind kind of always paying attention to the way people move?
Yes, it's in everything. That's what life is. It's about the pulse, the inner rhythm. It's your footsteps, the sound that your feet make when your shoes are clicking on the sidewalk. When I'm sitting in my car at the stoplight and the windshield wipers are going, there's a rhythm. There's counts. I mean, every dancer is always counting. You count the number of steps when you're going upstairs, the number of steps I take to my doorway. It's just there. Choreography in terms of, I could be watching a football game, a basketball game. I'm like, oh, look, he did a grand jeté. Oh, look, he did a plié. I'm like, oh, he had good port de bras, which is movement of your arms, by the way. So it's just, it's innate. And I think we see it in everything. It's how you gesture. It's your emotion. So it's beyond just the physical. It's about the feelings.
Is dancing more about rhythm or movement? Or is there a difference between those when you are doing what you do?
There's a difference, but it's about both. Dance encompasses everything. It's your feeling. It's the rhythm. It's what you feel on the inside. If I'm dancing with a full company of performers, yes, it's what I'm feeling. But how do my feelings change or evolve in relation to the synergy I'm feeling with the company members that I'm performing with at that time?
I feel like dance is maybe one of the most misunderstood arts. Do you agree with that?
To a certain degree, yes. And I think the reason why it's misunderstood or people tend to shy away from it is because perhaps they can't imagine themselves doing it. Anyone can imagine themselves, oh, playing the piano, playing the guitar, singing a song, acting in a film or a play, but dancing, doing all of that with my body, listening to the music, being aware of where I am on the stage in real time in front of a live audience, it kind of petrifies them. But that's what we're here for. We're not only here to entertain you as a dance company, we're here to educate you and to really let you know that, you know, dance is a place where you can restore, renew, recharge, and really find comfort within yourself. And dance brings up the unexpected. You know, when you sit in that chair in the audience, you don't know what you're going to get. You don't know what you're going to feel, even if you have a small idea of what dances are going to be performed, but the reaction and the honesty and how the dancers perform and the energy you get coming across from the stage to those chairs, that is the difference, and that is what makes it accessible.
How can people be a part of the 42nd season of the Dallas Black Dance Theater? Where can they get tickets? Do you guys have season tickets?
We do. We've got season tickets. You can get single ticket subscriptions. We are there. Our website, as you mentioned at the top, is dbdt.com. You can also go on to the AT&T Performing Arts Center's website, attpac.org. And we're just everywhere. Social media, we are there. We want to be where you are.
You mentioned earlier that it's common for dancers to name a dance or a step that they do.
Yes.
That maybe doesn't have one. Do you have a name for a dance that you create, or a move that you created, like in your dancer's journal? Do you have one of those?
Oh, yes. So what would that be? That would be, actually, Nicole and I have this funny movement, and we call it Swat Those Flies.
Okay.
So if one could imagine what swatting flies would look like, that is the essence of what the movement should be like.
Swatting flies. Here in this, that one actually sounds like something I could be taught. So I might have to ask you to do that. I've been speaking with Artistic Director Melissa M. Young, the newly minted Artistic Director for the Dallas Black Dance Theater. As mentioned, the 42nd season happening now. For details, hit up dbdt.com. It was great seeing you again.
Great to be here.
Thank you for coming in.
Thank you so very much.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.